Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Oh, we made it to the weekend. So did you if you're listening right now. Well done.
Maybe you're listening to this on the weekend.
Or on the following Monday, in which case, sucker. Sucks well, to be you.
It does. We had a big show today though, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We had an interview with the Bachelorette runner-up. Toddy.
Oh, that's a nice way of saying it. Don't you mean the Bachelorette reject?
Could say Bachelorette loser.
Loser.
No, he's such a nice guy. He's not a loser. He's not a reject.
He was a nice guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, questionable nose piercing.
I was about to say the same thing. Guys, listen up. If you've got a nose ring, don't have a stud because it looks like a pimple.
It looks
like a shiny pimple out the corner of your nose.
Yeah, but do you know what? Also, don't have a ring.
Well, my roommate, I was speaking to her. She loves dudes with nose rings.
Really?
But it has to be a ring. It can't be a stud.
Ugh.
I love that we're having this conversation. It's like what everyone's talking about.
Yeah.
Good looking dude.
Yeah.
Lose the nose stud.
Yeah, 100%.
Plus, it was in a nose stud, very 2005.
Yeah. And also, stop saying corny lines. We're being really mean to him. He was actually a great chat.
You're going to hear him soon.
He's a great chat. But like his corny lines, oh God, they did my head in last night. Anyway, we've digressed. It's another fun show today. Friday shows always are. We get Mia Edgerton Warburton from Channel 9 News on.
Yeah, she's pretty boring though, so I put that at the end of the chat.
Chuck it right down there. Yeah, I keep listening though. It's worth it.
It is worth it.
And also, I've got a very interesting story about a spy.
Ooh,
yeah, right here
like
in Australia.
This.
Who would have thought?
Not only that, but we also do Screw Up Fridays.
Oh, yeah. The best segment of the day, of the week, in fact. So, you've got a lot to look forward to. Why do we still talk in this intro?
Yeah, less talk, more listening, am I right?
Joe, speak to you next week.
TTYL.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Right now, we are doing Screw Up Friday, our favourite segment of the week, where we reflect on everything that went wrong.
Listen up. If you want to pass and get a HD in physics this morning.
I don't think it's HDs in school, bro.
High def? I mean high.
High def!
High distinction.
High distinction.
Toy Story 4. Didn't know it was coming, but apparently it is. The first trailer.
Australia.
Oh, I'm on fire. I just had some yogurt.
And in Australia.
I can taste the yogurt in my mouth. It's making it hard to talk. And now I'm really excited. It's like I've had a cup of air. Anyway.
Wow.
Not just let the dog let you lick your lips.
So I thought I'm going to give some music performance tips. Tips.
How good's this? E-Chain made a comeback with some music exam year 12 tips. Oh, I am getting more and more dyslexic, aren't I? How good's this? E-Chain made a comeback with some Year 12 exam music tips. Year 12 exam music exam tips. How good's this? And how good's this? How good's this? E-Chain made a comeback with some Year 12 music exam tips.
Woo! Do you ever have guac with them or is that blasphemous?
Just a tip by itself.
Nachos, anything?
Nachos.
Yep.
Or recycling.
Red is for rubbish, yellow is for recycling, green is for vegetation. Vegetation.
You got there in the end.
You got there.
Oh, Josiah.
Why am I getting paid to do this job?
I don't know. That day when you were trying to do the E-Chain's back with a music exam year 12 tips,
I
honestly wanted to get out a bat and hit you across the head.
How am I ever going to get a pay rise when I speak to my bosses? They'll be like, so what have you done for a pay rise? We just heard your screw-up segment. Go back to where the drawing board and start
what
again.
What other job do you publicise all the mistakes you've made and play it for a whole town to hear?
Oh, happy Friday, Goulburn Valley.
Happy Friday indeed.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Speaking of heartbreaks, Ellie, I have got a huge confession to make. I've cheated on my girlfriend.
You know my thoughts on cheating. Happened to me. It was not fun. So any cheaters, I will cut off their reproductive
parts. Out of all seriousness, yeah, don't cut off mine.
I will.
Because that would hurt. I'm devastated I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
The reasons I've done it, I'm not sure. I got carried away in the moment.
Was she hot?
Well, let's just say it was hot.
Okay.
And by cheating, I mean I watched The Sinner without her. The TV show.
I'm just like, I don't know what's worse, if you, canoodled with another girl or if you watched a a series that I'm guessing you promised me or your girlfriend you'd watch with
so
her.
So she's the one that got me onto the cinema, and we all know how much I love the TV show. Series one, we absolutely loved. I went to Barcelona to see her last year because my girlfriend used to live there. We watched the whole series together. Then she said, make sure you wait for me. She's got exams at the moment. We'll watch season two together. It came out last week. Guess who finished the finale last
night?
You
dirty dog. You are the lowest of low. But you are scum.
I can't tell her because she will be ropeable.
Well, you have to tell her. That honesty is an integral part to any relationship, Josiah.
Well, because we work in radio, let's give her a call, I thought. So I'll give you a number because I may as well. Let's just confess. I haven't told her, and I thought if I'm going to make her react on the phone, I may as well do it on the radio.
Are you doing it to soften the blow? Like if she thinks she's on radio, she's going to be nicer to you?
I'm hoping so. Well, she can't abuse me on air.
Yeah,
oh,
true.
I probably won't
she probably
her.
Could. That'd be great radio, actually, right. If she did. Okay.
All right, let's give her a quick call.
Hello?
Mia, it's Josiah.
Hey.
Morning, what are you doing?
Just driving to the airport.
Ah, coming to see me again, aren't you? The nicest girlfriend in the world. Hey, I've got something to tell you.
I'm not coming to see you.
Oh, I'm probably going to go see your other boyfriend, but that's what I want to talk about, Mia. I've got a confession. I've cheated on you.
You cheated on me?
Yeah, I've cheated on you. And so I thought it'd be better to tell you on the radio rather than in real life.
Yeah, of course, that sounds like a great idea.
I watched the whole series of The Sinner without you.
What?
Yep, Sinner 2. You know how I said we'd watch it together? I watched the whole series, finished the last episode last night. I'm so sorry.
Are you kidding me? It came out like 2 days ago and you've been talking about it all year that we're going to watch it together.
I'm sorry. Ellie's here as well, if you want to say hi.
Hi, Mia. I'm here too, but I'm scared. I don't want to get involved in this argument because I feel your sister. That's almost worse than him cheating on you with an actual girl.
I know. I'm not sure what I'd rather.
Yeah. How dare you, Josiah?
I mean, it was that good. I'm happy to watch it again with you if you want. I'll watch it again.
No, it's not the same thing. You'll know what's happening.
Exactly. What? And, like, isn't the sinner, like, you get spooked out and stuff, so you're going to get, like, spooky,
yeah,
like, moments.
Like, it's like a big reveal.
Yeah, and even...
And then you'll be sitting there knowing what's happening.
Yeah, even better, because when there's a scary part that I know is coming up, I can scare you.
I thought you were going to say, I can protect you and, like, hold you and make sure that you're safe. No, you went the other way.
A good boyfriend, would.
Mia, is this it for you and Josiah? Is this the end? I think it should be. You know what I mean? I don't want to get involved too much.
I'm going to have to think about it, yeah.
What are you going to do to apologise?
Okay.
I'll go watch Game of Thrones by myself as well.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Last night, the finale of The Bachelorette, I think Australia's hearts collectively broke.
Oh.
For poor old Todd.
Do you have to play that music?
I feel like I do, just because it was that sad. Like, we're all feeling it. Oh, God.
Don't hang up on us, mate.
I mean, I don't want to make it harder, but we do have Todd on the phone right now. Are these violins killing you, mate?
Oh, it's so much more emotional with the backing music, isn't it? Oh, God.
Well, I figure if The Bachelorette can do it, they've got, like, a whole symphony orchestra backing up your pain. I feel like we have to as well, you know?
It's just that music, you know, when you first step out of the car, it's just, it's gut-wrenching.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they took away all the music off the Bachelorette, would it be as emotional?
Because it'd just be me sobbing and wailing pretty much.
Oh,
nothing wrong with that, mate.
Yeah,
can I just say, and I've said this before to past people that come off the show, it's a win-win for you because if you won the show, you get Ali. When you don't, you're the most famous single man in Australia right now.
Oh, it's overwhelming the amount of support I've gotten, and I'm so bloody thankful.
I'm not going to lie, Todd. I was watching it with my housemate last night who is in a very happy relationship, and she was watching it saying, if Todd's the next Bachelor, I swear to God, I'm dumping Benny and I am going on the season. So you've got her hooked.
Oh, boyfriends all over Australia. I'm so sorry.
If you did get asked to be the next Bachelor, would you consider it?
I'm being asked a lot by people and I'm warming to the idea, but I just need some time, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. So how are you now? Obviously filming Wrapped a couple of months ago, so you've had time to kind of deal with it personally. Now that it's out in the public, how are you feeling? Are you still heartbroken?
Well, I think Maddie J described it the best. You fall in love again watching it, and, you know, I did shed a tear last night watching that scene again because I'll never forget that line. You know, there's something missing.
I totally understand that. It's like an ex. When they're out of your life, you forget about them. Mm. But then once they make an appearance somehow, you might bump into them on the street. All those emotions come flooding back, don't they?
Yeah, the memories on Facebook pop up. And
exactly.
Todd, can I ask, has your Facebook, Instagram, have you been DM'd by a million single girls?
Yeah, a lot of people have messaged me a lot of support, but yeah, it's more so, I think people really related to the heartbreak and, you know, we've all been through it. So, yeah, I'm just glad I could, you know, go on national TV, talk about my feelings, and I hope that that's, gives blokes the courage to do the same.
Toddy, do you understand the stick Ali gets? Because she seems to get a bit online. Is she, you fell in love with her. Is she an amazing girl?
Oh, she's unbelievable. And I made the conscious decision not to, I guess, look into things before meeting her. And yeah, I just don't understand it. I mean, I'll never have any ill feeling towards her. She's just incredible.
Has she contacted you at all since it all wrapped up?
No, she hasn't. But, you know, I think she's a bit restricted in that regard. But I've maintained a really strong friendship with Tate, and you know he's let me know she sends her best wishes.
Speaking of Tate, I just saw some photos this morning of you two papped together, allegedly in Fiji airport. They're saying that their relationship's already over, and you're both meant to be in Fiji filming Bachelor in Paradise. Talk to us about that. You're obviously not because you're talking to us now. Unless you're in Fiji, bulla to you.
Bulla. No, so we were offered the chance to kind of get away for the weekend before such a insane week, and obviously free holiday. We jumped at it, and it was a good chance for us to catch up and, yeah, work on the tan.
Yeah. All right, okay. If that's what they're telling us, we'll believe it.
Would you go on Bachelor in Paradise, though, if you were asked?
No, not right now. You know, like I said, I just need a bit of time. It's not an easy one to get over, especially on such a in a public sphere.
Yeah, of course. Everyone's seen your heartbreak. Heartbreak's hard enough as it is when you're going through it privately without the whole country watching.
Oh, you tell us, Ellie.
Yeah, trust me. I've been through it, buddy. You and me are just heartbroken sisters, brothers.
Oh, we'll get through it. We'll get through it.
Exactly. Hey, you on Tinder? That helped me, I tell you what.
No, I'm definitely not. I think the whole dating on national TV and those amazing dates I've been on has really, you know, put my expectations pretty high. So yeah.
I know whoever you date next, they're like, where's my helicopter, Todd?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Where's my 1,000 candles?
Seriously, give me another rose.
It's all right. It's a fire ban at the moment. You're fine. You can get away with no candles.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God. All right. Well, we hope that your road to recovery goes well, Todd. We all felt for you last night. If it's any consolation, Australia has fallen in love with you, even if Ali hasn't.
Oh, you guys are incredible. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good on you, Todd.
Do you know what? We'll get rid of the sad violins and instead, let's finish on. Pump you up, Toddy.
Come on.
Yes.
Here he is. He's up. And just remember, you're the most famous single man in Australia, Toddy.
Exactly.
Oh, my head's going to explode, guys.
Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, guys.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Jay, I read the most interesting article this morning that I thought, I'm going to share this with the Goulburn Valley because it deserves to be shared.
Talk to us, Ellie. Love a good feel-good story on a Friday, an R&B Friday.
Yeah, well, it's a feel-good story that ties into a not-so-feel-good story.
Bring the mood back down.
Bear with me, though. December 2016, it was all over the news that the cops had foiled a terrorist plot. Is that what we call it?
Yeah, attack.
A plot for a terrorist attack. Yeah, so three men planned to carry out attacks in Fed Square, St. Paul's and Flinders Street on Christmas Day.
That's right. A couple of years ago, I remember.
Yeah. So firstly, well done to the police for foiling that. That is huge.
Lock them up for life. Get rid of them.
Yeah. So those guys are in court at the moment. They're going through trials. But details come out about that investigation that I have just loved. It's like something from a movie or from a, you know, police TV show. So the Director General came out of ASIO, Australian Security Intelligence Organisation.
It's basically our spy agency.
Yeah, it's like our FBI kind of, right? Yeah. So he came out during the trials and whatnot and has said that the whole reason that this terror plot was foiled was because of one ASIO officer who was a young woman who'd only just started with them.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. So she'd noticed that these guys were making late night trips to the local chemist to pick up bomb-making ingredients, allegedly.
Well, so she was like tracking them herself and gone out of her own way, taking it upon herself.
Yep. And she'd flagged that was suspicious behaviour and then reported it. And then as a result, December 22, so 3 days before the attack was due to be taken out. The police had picked up on this report she'd made, monitored them, and as a result, arrested them.
Amazing.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
There's one way to make an impression when you first start in a new workplace,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Exactly. So the directors come out and said, you know, the Christmas crowds were gathering as a result of the exertions of a young ASIO officer, a young woman who'd been with us for about 5 minutes, we were able to catch them.
Well done.
I don't know the name of this woman, but well you are done. A national hero. You deserve medals,
I
my
bet
friend.
She was from the Goulburn Valley.
I bet she was too.
I bet she studied somewhere, Shepparton High.
Yeah.
Went to university, watched a lot of The Mentalist, learned how to be a good detective.
Oh, how good's The Mentalist?
Such a good show. And then she joined ASIO as a intern and then put us on the map. Very proud of you, love.
But how good would you be? Because you could hold that forever over your employer. You know, you could be like to ASIO, hey, I foiled that terror plot. Give me a break. Can I have this weekend off? Because I want to go to, I don't know, Bali.
Bula, Fiji.
Wrong one. So I want to talk about this morning. Did you make a really good impression really early on in your job? Were you the new kid that just had the win and then for the rest of your career, you've been able to hold that one win over everyone?
Yeah, well, in the first 2 weeks of starting this job, I put our ratings through the roof. So I can't confirm that.
Do you know what you did do in your first 2 weeks here? Found B1, the missing cow.
Oh, we did. You know what? Bang. Yep. It was in our first week on air.
Literally, B1 went missing. We were like, all right, we're launching an investigation, Goulburn Valley. Let's find B1, the missing cow. And we did.
You know what? And the Goulburn Valley's fallen in love with us together since, haven't they?
So true. That's
debatable.
Those ratings just keep going up, am I right? But I want to hear from you, Goulburn Valley, right now. Get involved. 13, 12, 16. Did you have a win as the new kid? Maybe you were the new kid at school and, you know, your football team, you got some goals for them or something.
First up.
Yeah. Or first week on a new job. We want to know about those early wins. James from Benalla, you've given us a call. Has this been you, buddy? Has this happened to you?
Yeah, when I was younger, my parents for work moved out near, like not in the GV, but like out near Bendigo.
Yeah.
And I was probably like 13 or 14 and it was the summer. And so my parents insisted that I'd always played cricket, but they're like, go play cricket because that's how you'll make friends outside of school.
Mm.
And it was like cricket, I mean, any sports team, it was already like everyone was already mates and I felt like the odd one out.
Yeah.
And it was sort of like excluded a little bit. And I was down, like I'm a bowler and I was down the bowling order. And then we were sort of like not going to win. So like, all right, chuck this kid on. Who cares? Like what happened? Mm. And I took 4 wickets. I took a double hat trick.
Yes, you did.
And it was possibly that, like, I haven't really, I mean, I didn't play for many more years after that, but it was definitely the highlight of my sporting career, and it's probably one of the, like, life's highlights.
You didn't need to play. Like, once you'd cemented yourself in that team as the hero, you quit while you're ahead. That's the best way to do it. Like, oh, sorry, I'm injured. I can't play anymore.
Well, after that, like, I became friends with all the guys, and they invited me out to parties and stuff, and so, like, I became real good friends with them all. So that was, I reckon, genuinely why, like, the biggest win is just, like, I became friends with everyone. I was king of the club. Was awesome.
James, I reckon if that's one of life's highlights, your life kind of went downhill after that.
Yeah, because it wasn't like the best years afterwards. I'm not like super old.
I disagree. I reckon that's the stuff that Hollywood blockbusters are made of. You know, like the little nerdy kid comes along, he kicks a couple of goals, and then boom, nerdy. He's the hero.
I'm going to say no to that one.
I'm sure you weren't a nerd, James. So it's just, you know, I'm just using some poetic license for the blockbuster, okay?
Fine.
Thanks so much for your call, buddy.
No worries.
All right, let's go to Kylie from Maroopna. Kylie, have you had a win as a new kid?
I have. I started dating my partner, it was now 9 years ago, but two of her cousins also brought a partner to Nan for the first time. I turned up with a carrot cake and they turned up with nothing. And 9 years later, Nan still remembers my name and I'm still her favourite. And the other two, she still can't remember their names.
Kylie, guess whose name's going to be in the will as well?
Yes.
Thank you.
The first impressions last, that old adage, that is never been more relevant than that. How was the carrot cake? Was it homemade or had you bought it?
Well, I'd only just moved it to my place and I actually made it, but I didn't have any bakingware, so I actually used a rice cooker.
Sounds like my baking attempts.
Kylie, imagine if it reversed, though, and you ended up giving them all food poisoning or something.
Oh, God, that'd be my luck. But no, I was lucky enough that Nan still loves me.
Oh, well done.
There you go. Carrot cake's the way to Nan's heart. Thanks so much for your call, Kylie.
No worries.
No worries, thank you.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Good luck to all Year 12 students studying their VCE at the moment. Today, there's all sorts of subjects. What vet studies?
Yeah, art, English language, computing, environmental science. God, they didn't have any of these when I was at school.
Seriously. But there's also Australian history, which is what I want to talk about. So if you're studying your Australian history exam, listen up, because I found a fascinating story. I told it to you yesterday and you could not believe it.
Blew my mind that I'd never heard of it.
Okay, there's something called Marie Man.
Mm-hmm.
It's in South Australia. If someone's drawn a 2.7-kilometre giant man in the Australian desert, no one knows who or how it's got there.
When you say drawn in the desert, like how can you see? Can you see it from space?
Yeah, so you can see this thing. So it's 2.7 kilometres tall. The perimeter runs for 28 kilometres and those lines are 35 metres wide each. So how can someone draw 35 metres? That's like your whole, I don't know how it's been done. Neither do experts. They have no idea how it got there. You can see this man from space. If you want to see what the picture looks like, you can go to our Hit GV page right now on Instagram or go to the Facebook page, Hit Goulburn Valley. It is fascinating. It blew my mind that why do we not know about this?
I was going to say, are we the only ones who don't know about this? Is this like an Australian legend that we've just never heard of?
So basically it's named Marie Man because Marie is the closest town to where this is. It kind of looks like it's carved into one of those salt lakes. It's not though. You can actually zoom into it on Google Maps, put on satellite mode and see it yourself.
Oh my God, do that right now if you can.
It was discovered in 1998 by a charter pilot that was flying past and goes, what is that? It was immediately shrouded in mystery. It's so big. Like, it is huge. And experts think it's most likely to be of an indigenous man. I don't know how they did it because it is so big. It almost seems impossible for a human to do it.
I had a friend who got proposed to by a farmer and he carved Marry Me into flowers. Like, and then they went up on a hill and saw it from there.
That's clever.
Similar thing. Maybe it was him who created Marry Man.
Well, the fact is no one's seen anyone ever go out there. So they don't know how it could have even got there.
Crazy.
Anyway, how's this? You can see it for yourself now. And this is where I get a little bit, like I want to love the mystery surrounding it. The only thing is since it's been discovered, you can now buy a chartered flight for $280 from the Marie Hotel to go and see it.
What a tourist attraction.
Isn't it? But they've either, we need to make money off this somehow, or they've done it themselves and thought, let's do a little cash grab from this.
Well, there you go, Year 12. So if you get asked, where is a big man drawn into the ground over kilometres and kilometres in Australia, that's your answer.
Go to your town, Marie, in South Australia. But go check it out on our Hit GV page on Instagram right now. It is fascinating.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, Josiah, you just said something to me about 15 minutes ago off air that's stuck with me. And as per usual, I wait until the mics are on to bring it up with you.
What have I said now? Because I say a lot
you
off
do.
Air.
I know. If half the stuff you said off air got on air, we would not have a job. I tell you what.
No, we wouldn't.
No, you said that you're going to see your parents tonight.
I am. Haven't seen them for a while. Look forward to it. Probably be the last time I see them before Christmas. Can't wait. What's your problem?
You said that something you're doing with your parents tonight is putting up your Christmas tree.
Yeah, we get together every year to put up the Christmas tree, celebrate Christmas together as a family. The one thing we do is put up a Christmas tree. What is your problem?
Can you just look at the computer screen and read out to me the numbers in the bottom right-hand corner?
16112018.
Yeah, in other words, the 16th of November 2018, buddy.
Well, you look at Woolworths and you go to shops and stuff. They're starting to put Christmas decorations up already, aren't they?
They've got a reason to because they're trying to sell them. They're trying to make money from it. What's yours, buddy?
I guess it's because it's the only time we can all get together as a family and put it up. That's my one excuse. However, and it's actually going against my personal rule because my rule is you can't put it up till December.
Yeah, 1st of December. That's when it goes
up. 1st of December. 100%. Yeah, because that's the festive season. Although a lot of people are probably putting them up already.
Really? If you're putting one up now, 13, 12, 16, if you've already got your Christmas tree up, we won't get a call, I tell you.
In fact, I'm expecting my parents, and they're probably listening right now, Skender and Paula.
Yeah.
I'm expecting a good present tonight because...
What do you get presents when you put up your tree?
Well, we got the best present I've ever got in the history of all Christmas presents was my pet puppy, Molly. They got it to us, not for Christmas, but they got it on the Christmas tree putting up day because you can't just time it where you get it from the breeder on Christmas Day. It's too popular. So they put it on the actual day.
So you're hoping you get a puppy tonight?
Oh, if I get a puppy tonight, I will go nuts. It's all I want, a little baby border collie.
Josiah, sometimes the way you live your life, I just question it. But that's okay, buddy. Each their own. We've all got to live in this world. We've got to make room for each other, you know?
Believe me, putting up a Christmas tree in November is the least of my problems right now.
That's actually so true.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Got a list here that's come out on BuzzFeed of the most unfortunate names in sports history. So these are some sportsmen that are famous, and these are real names.
You feel sorry for commentators in these situations when they've just got names that you want to giggle at, but you can't because you're trying to be professional.
And before you complain because you thought I've sworn, I'm not swearing, these are people's real life names.
Okay. All
so
right.
Kicking it off, I've got a Japanese indoor volleyball player. His name is Yoshi Takeshita. I'm not swearing. He's dead set. Read his last
name.
Yeah,
I know. Well, I speak Japanese.
And how would you say that in Japanese?
Takeshita.
Thank you. Just a little bit quicker than how I said it. What about the USA handball player? Oh, she could make a lot of money out of stripping with this name, Destiny Hooker.
Surely that's her strip name. Surely she doubles as a...
It's a real name. An English footballer called Dean Windass. No doubt he eats baked beans for breakfast.
Oh, he would have got so teased as a kid.
I know. There was a picture of him as well. He looked like he got teased.
Oh, don't be mean to Dean Windass.
Oh, this next guy is a Korean pole vaulter. And whenever he is pole vaulting, I guess that's what they do, the whole crowd cheers, Kim, you suck.
That's not very
Kim,
nice.
Kim, you suck.
That's not...
No, it's not nice that they're saying that, but it is his name.
Poor Kim. Do you know what? Actually, I remember seeing that. There was a meme that went viral of that.
It was
Kim,
him, wasn't
suck.
It? That's right.
Poor Kim. You don't suck, buddy. You're a good pole vaulter.
This one here on the list, I'm going to get you to read this one out. This was a female American gold medalist swimmer.
I remember her too. These are all very recent ones. Misty Hyman. That's okay. That's just a body part. Oh, she's saying hi to men. Fine.
What about the Seychelles sprinter, Gaylord Silly? I mean, there's nothing silly about that.
What I would give for my surname to be Silly. Yeah. I swear, Ellie Silly.
Ellie Silly. That would be amazing.
If there is someone with a surname Silly in the Goulburn Valley, we're getting married, just so you know.
Oh, how good would it be if our radio show was Ellie Silly and Josiah? This is probably my favourite one on the list because it's very simple.
Yeah.
His first name's Dong. He's a Chinese Olympian. His surname? Is also Dong. Dong Dong.
The double Dong.
How good's that? Dong squared.
I love the double Dong.
There was a footballer with the name Bernd Haas. This is your favourite by far. An ice hockey player with the name Dick Paradise. Take me back to paradise.
I think I've been there before.
Take me back to Dick Paradise. another one. And this would be such a cool name to have. Mm. His name is dead set. Naughty, naughty. Is that's not how you'd say it, though?
Naughty,
is it?
Naughty.
So his first name is spelled what? N-O-R-T-E-I. Yeah. Naughty. And his last name, his parents are cruel. This is just straight up cruelty.
Well, you never know. Oh, actually, he's English. He's English.
Yeah, he's an English
football. Maybe it means something in a different language. Nah,
he was born in London. His surname is Naughty, N-O-R-T-E-Y.
Naughty, naughty.
Naughty, naughty. This is what we're talking about this morning, though. Most unfortunate names in the Goulburn Valley. There's got to be a couple out there.
Yeah, we all know someone that we went to school with who, you know, has an unfortunate name and they got teased and we're sorry about it. But as adults, we can look back and reflect on it and laugh too.
It could be like a doctor you've seen with a weird name. It could be anyone. If there is a Richard Head out there or if someone knows a Richard Head, that would make my day.
Yeah, true.
What was that example you said before to me off air?
I had a friend whose uncle's name, his parents were a bit tapped, was Dr. Little Jack Horner, was on his birth certificate. And then he grew up to become a doctor. So he was Dr. Little Jack Horner.
Been getting a couple of messages on the socials, haven't we?
Yeah, they've been flooding in.
Stacey231 on Insta says she went to school with a Ben Dover. Come on. That's like the most famous 101. Surely not.
I mean, do you think when you're the parent in that situation, do you think, I'm just going to call him Benjamin. It's such a beautiful name. And you don't even think about the bend over situation.
But when you're naming your child, you have to think of every possible nickname.
Yeah,
so you
do.
Think these parents are either dumb or they're having a laugh.
Yeah. My parents didn't think of mine. I get Ellie Smelly, Ellie Belly. That's Ellie's good. Got a big belly, likes eating jelly. So she's smelly. Everyone's not jelly. It just goes on and on. Makes me very mad. Barb47's here. Us up as well on Instagram. My Wang is a girl she went to school
my
with.
My Wang. I'm guessing that's
M-A-I. First name? May?
May, yeah.
Maybe May.
May Wang.
W-A-N-G.
If you said it with an accent, Mawang, okay, it works as well.
Let's not do accents on the show, thanks.
JDog underscore 31 on Twitter says his dentist name is Dr. Cockburn.
Oh, see, this is a fair enough one because it's strange. There's a suburb in Perth that's Cockburn, except it's pronounced Coburn.
No, it's not.
It is. I swear to God.
Wait, it's spelled C-O-C-K.
Yeah.
Yet they say Coburn.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what about the CK bit?
It's, I don't know. Okay. English is a strange language.
No, it's not. There's nowhere in the English language where CK is silent.
Go to Perth, buddy.
That's just some, they've gone, years ago it obviously wasn't offensive. When they named it like 200 years ago, that wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they're like, how do we get around this? We can't rename it. Let's make the CK silent.
But then again, if you need to get an STD check, he's the guy to go to.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, our favourite person's in the studio.
It's a GV rap with MIA.
Oh, yeah. Her name is Mia Edgerton-Warburton. She works for Channel 9. She is the Border North East Shepparton based reporter. Goulburn Valley based.
That's me.
That's you.
Yeah, well, Goulburn Valley and surrounds.
Are you too cool now? Look, she's not putting her headphones on.
Yeah,
she she doesn't want her hair to get wrecked.
I didn't want to say anything, but those headphones have had a weird noise coming out of them.
Oh, did they? Oh, God. Sorry, I take that back.
Lies. Fix his studio.
Good lie.
Hey, what's been going on in the GV this week, Mia?
Oh, well, heaps.
Okay, cool. All right, next song.
Thanks for coming.
And that's all, folks. That's
state elections. What's going on?
Well, everyone, next Saturday, state election. Pre-polls open now, so you can go down and vote on Benalla Road. But Ellie, Josiah, what are your thoughts on the state election? How's it looking from your perspective?
I'll tell you what, it's hammer time.
Oh.
Okay.
Cheryl Hammer. Saw her down at the park the other day.
You just like that quote?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Does she use MC Hammer as her theme song?
She says, it's hammer time.
Yeah,
I don't know if she uses that.
I like it.
I think Schwartzy for Shep has a good ring to it.
Schwartzy for Shep.
If I want to get into politics just so I can come up with a cool little tagline.
It's hammer
time. Seed for Shep as well. That could also be alliteration.
Are they they're the three favourites?
If Tab, it's not like racing.
Okay,
really.
If Tab were to release odds, who would be the favourite to win? Would Susanna Sheed be the favourite to go back to back?
I honestly couldn't tell you. And it's all vote. It's all preferential. So you have to number people from 1 to mm-hmm. 5.
Mm.
So you can't really put bets on it.
Too much effort. You should just be able to put a 1 against who you want. That's it.
But what if, you know, your first preference comes last?
True. I'll tell you what I am loving about the election, though. There is a lot of graffiti going on a lot of the faces of these politicians around.
Well, don't endorse that, Josiah. Graffiti is bad.
I saw some great graffiti.
No, don't graffiti, kids, if you're listening.
Not graffiti, on the actual faces.
Okay.
Oh,
that's still graffiti. All right, make sure you get your votes in, everyone, next Saturday.
Yes. Tell us about this $1 million award going around as well. It was released yesterday.
Huge news. So this is into an alleged murder that happened in 2006 with Sam Formica. He was a 38-year-old and he was at Fontana Bar, which is now doesn't exist on Wyndham Street. It's now La Porchetta.
Okay, can I ask a couple of questions? He was a Maroopna man. Condolences to his family because it was a few years ago now.
Yeah.
What I don't understand, right, is 93 people have come forward and made statements. Many of those people saw the incident happen, right?
Yes.
Why has there not been an arrest made when there's a $1 million reward? Why do they need to go to that extent when 93 people saw it happen?
I think 93 statements were taken by police, so I don't know what they all saw, and, you know, I don't know who saw what happened. From what I gather, no one saw him actually get...
Oh, surely. It was right at the front of a nightclub with security, people, cameras, everything. How did no one see it?
Well, I think that's why they're offering the $1 million reward. They're hoping someone of those 93 people that had statements maybe has more information and they're going to come forward now.
It just seems a bit fishy to me.
It does. It does. Well, hopefully we get a result. Hopefully reward money will, you know, lead us to the end.
Yeah, huge story.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.